It's actually quite relevant to actually something which is, I guess, very relevant in our light, as you'll see in a second. So let's begin. Yeah, it's really not a muksa halacha, but it says like this. The Mishnah, source number one, the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, Kuf Chav Vav Mabet, is the last Mishnah in Perakola Kalim. So it says, "Kol kisui hakelim sheish lem beis achiza, any kli cover of a pot which has a beis achiza, nitlim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to move on Shabbos, take on Shabbos." Okay. Well, Gemara will explain what that means. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua says, "A med devar mur." When does the word apply? That you have to have a beis achiza, a handle. That's bikisu karkos. When you're going ahead and you're covering, you know, something on the ground, a hole in the ground, you have, let's say, for example, in the house, you have one of these areas where you put things. So there's a floorboard, right? And you want to lift the floorboard up. So that you need a handle for to move on Shabbos. Avo bikisu akalim, ben kachu ben Shabbos. Whether he has a handle, doesn't have a handle, let him move it on Shabbos. In other words, if you have food in your pot and there's a cover on top of the pot, you're allowed to go ahead. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to move that cover on Shabbos. Okay. So Rashi says in source number two in the Mishnah, he says, what does it mean kisui karka? He says that by kisui karka indeed to go and kisi bor v'dos havikabona. When you cover up a boar, it's like bona. He says, unless it's muchach bay, yechiza delayed, or mishkav utri avid. Unless it has a handle. So if it has a handle, so what happens is, if it has a handle, then it's quite clear that it's there to take off and put on, and therefore it would not be considered a bone anymore. So that's the halacha, that if you have something which covers the floor and there's a handle on it, then you're allowed to go and you're allowed to move it. Okay, so let's look at source number three. So source number three goes like this. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shilam Rav Asam Yochanan. So he says, V'hu sheyesh lo toras kli aleihem. In order to be able to move it, so it has to have a toras kli. So the kuli alma kisu karkas, karkos. But everyone agrees that kisu karka. In yesh lem beis achiza in ilolo. Then when it comes to covering the ground, that it has to have a handle to move it. That's the Tanakam, that's Rav Yossi Shita. He says, kisu akelim, and if it's a regular vessel, afal gav ein lo beis achiza, even though there's no handle, you can move it. Ki pligi b'chelim d'chavrina ba'ara. He says, what do they argue? He says where they argue where you basically connected the kli to the ground, mar sever gazrina, mar sever lo gazrina. So Tanakam would hold that if it's connected to the ground, so then it has to have a handle, and Yossi holds no, it doesn't have to have a handle. So he says like this. So therefore, he says so Rashi explains that since Rav Yochanan said that where you let to move it has a Torah's kli, he says so. It's that's talking about a kli next to the ground, okay? Because obviously, it's not talking about regular kli. So it says when you connect a kli to the ground, and you still think it's a kli, and then something has a handle. According to the Tanakam, you move it. And according to Yossi, he says you don't have to move it. And he gives the example a tana or a kirayim which touches the ground. So do you say that it has to have a handle on the kli or not? Okay. So you know, again, I'm not exactly sure where it's relevant, but according to the way we explained the Gemara, is you take a kli connected to the ground, all right, a barrel. So does the top of the barrel? Let's say for example, you have a wine barrel, okay. Or you have a water barrel. And the way you go ahead and take the water out is you got to take the top off. And now the barrel's connected to the ground. So does the cover have to have a handle if you remove it or not? So if you go and you look, so according to the Tanakhama, so if it has a handle, you can move it. If it doesn't have it, you can't. And according to Rabbi Yossi, since it was a cleaving attached to the ground, it doesn't need a handle ever. So how do we paskin? So you look at source number three. So source number three, he says, the end, the riff says, that chavrino ba'ara tanakama savra gazrinon, and therefore, if you have a kli attached to the ground, you want to take the hand, the cover off, it has to have a handle. Rabbi Yossi savra lo gazrinon, v'halachi tanakama, you pass like the tanakama, which means that according to the riff, if you go ahead and you attach a barrel to the ground and you want to go ahead and you want to, take the cover off, don't take the cover off if the cover has a handle. That is how the riff paskins. If you look at source number six, the Rush actually quotes the riff, and the Rush says like this. What does the Rush say? The Rush says, source number six, thank you. He said like this. Thank you. The Rush Vesosov is good for now. So he says, Masnisan, he says, Kol Kisui Akelin Jershman Vesachiz, he quotes it. So he quotes the Gemara. And if you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth line down, the Hilchasa Tanakama, the Nira Lee, and he says, what do you look like Tanakama? He says, Shikigas Sofer. He says, the Rif never said that, the Rush says. It must have been the Bachar Hazetzer, the one who wrote over the Rif, must have made a mistake. And really, because of the obvious Hilchasa of Yossi, that once you attach a Kli to the ground, the cover does not need a handle. The Iu Gufe Hevi Liel, because he himself, the Rif himself, wrote, we said above, Hado Amar Ravina Keman Metalkalina Idna Kisui Tanura Demata Machsia. That's what we're going to Husak Basim Vyako. So the Rif brought to Gemara. Rabbi says you're allowed to go ahead and move the cover of the Tanur of Masa Machsia. There's no handle. So we see that he holds that you're allowed to move a cover of something that doesn't have a handle, even if the Kli is attached to the ground. He says, what Rav Alpes really said was not that Hilchas HaKatanakama, V'lechas Hilchas HaKatanakama. So the way the Rush understands the Rif is that once something is attached to the ground, the cover does not need a handle. So if you look at source number seven, so the Beis Yosef says, no, maybe we can explain the Rif according to the Girsa that we have. And what does that mean? Explain the Rif according to the Girsa that we have. Aval Aran Kasav She'efshel Atarets. The Shafir Pasak Lachatana Tanakama. The Ron Paskin said, yeah, Lach is like the Tanakama. He says, because in other words, that what does that mean? That the Machlokis is there are two types of Kalim, okay? There's a Kli that you put into the ground that's totally in the ground. All right? For example, we take a barrel, and what you do is it looks like it's in the ground. So by such a Kli, there's Machlokis, Rav Yossi, and Tanakama. And the Tanakhama there says the candle has to have a cover because it's mamish like it's he says like this. So he says Rav Yossi in that situation it looks mamish like it's in the ground, and for that reason you'd be allowed to go ahead and you have to have a handle. All right, and there Rabbi Yossi says no. Still, once it's in the ground, even though it's a kli, it's in the ground. You don't need to go. Hey, you don't have a handle. So you look at Rabbi Yosef like this says. You go and chavis hakavurim bekarkel agamrei. The kanakama asher neisha enem ruyim. Barim kisuk it's like kisa karkos. He says in that case, in mamash needs to have a handle. Al bekisu akelim agulim. Where does the Rif paskin that you don't need a handle? If it's talking like a tanner or something that's above the ground, that everyone realizes it's not part of the ground. So it could be that Ron says that when the Rif went ahead and the Rif said that that we paskin that the cover has to have a handle, that's talking about a kli that was buried into the ground, looks like it's part of the ground. But where the kli is totally above the ground, then the cover does not need a handle. Okay, now, he says, so if you go and you look like this, so what did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav say? He says that when you say you're allowed to go ahead and move the cover, if it's a Torah's kli alehem, all right? He says, so he says, that according to Rashi, we don't pass like Rashi, that you can use this cover for something else, okay? He says, in other words, when do you say you're allowed to go and take the handle off? With it, the cover off, with the handle, without a handle? That's if the cover is a Torah's kli. And Rashi points out it can be used for something else. If you look at source number 9, so Tosis there says does not like it. If you look at source number 9, Tosis says, Perish the Kuntris, Rashi explains, that in other words, in order to be able to move the cover, it has to be Roya for another Tashmash. The Einil of Enatam, he says, because he says, I don't understand, he says. What does it need to be used for another tashmish for? Once it uses the cover, that's a tashmish already. So why can't you move it? So Rabbeinu Tam says like this. He says, what does it mean that it's a Torah's kli? He says a Torah's kli means that you already made it fit to be a cover. What does it mean? We're not talking about our situation where the cover comes from the manufacturer's cover. In other words, it's a cover, which, you know, it's a makeshift cover. It's like, you know, something similar to duct tape. You decide to go ahead and use it as a cover. So if you're using something as a cover, which wasn't used before, so he says, so then when it says, G-H Torah's Kli, it means that you already did something to make it like a cover. Okay? So in other words, just like anything else is a muksa. So if it has a handle and you already set it aside as a cover, then it's okay. But if we're talking about something which is manufactured as a cover, then there's no question it's mutter. But to be a Torah's kli means you have to have done a maisa to make it like a cover. Okay? So basically what we have is, according to Tosfos, according to Gemara, that if you have a something which has a handle, even if it's something covering the ground, a sewer or a... and by the way, I would even go as far to say that it could be even something in a drain. It's like a cover. So you're allowed to take it out or not. So if you go to source number 10, see the halacha, so Shulchan Aruch says in source number 10, so he says, Shkoyach, thank you. He says like this, bor v'dos, two types of pits. Bor is, dos is more like where you build something inside. A nitlin, you don't go ahead and take the cover off. Kisui bor v'dos. Elim ken yesh lem beis achis, less than has a handle. Az muchach shu kli, because then it looks like it's a kli. The shel kalim, a kli, afilu hei mechubarim v'tit, yicholim litlam, afilu ein lem beis achisa. Says, v'kalim, you're allowed to go and take the cover off, even as mechubar in a tit, and I guess that what happened was, the tit came off and got moved on Shabbos. You're allowed to move it then, even there's no beis achiza. As we said, in other words, not to open a cover that came from the manufacturer, but according to Tosfos, it's something you made as a cover. So if you want to take the cover off of the cover, you have to set it aside as a cover before Shabbos or to use it b'yodyom. And then, as we said, like the riff in the Rambam Maskin, that if you're talking about something which is already buried in the ground, looks like the ground itself, then Enechanami, even though it's a clean, it's connected to the ground, it still needs to have a handle. Okay, fine. So, but the important point I want to mention here is that a cover of a bor v'dos that has a handle, you're allowed to move on Shabbos. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah says like this. He says, Ein nitlim, av shetiknem v'asim ben maisa, even though you fixed it and did a maisa, amuchia, shomu l'chasa, l'shamash, ben tovid, l'zer v'zer, husar meleim, shem muksa, he says, afilu hachi asr, it's still asr to take it off, kevin hem kisi karkos havi kabona. In other words, what does that mean? That means we'll talk about this, and you know, everyone has in their kitchen, I think we have in our kitchen, a cover for the floor, all right? Okay, and everyone has in their washroom, you know, a cover for the, you take off, you want to open the drain, all right? So, therefore, is a person allowed to take that off on Shabbos? Is a person allowed, so he says that even though it's a cover, if you remove it on Shabbos, it could be considered a bona or a sosa. Okay? He says, Havi kabona, it's like bona if you go ahead and im mechasa or some, o kisosrim, not to like isui. Masha enken kisheshlem besyad. When it has a besyad lechos bum, to grab hold of it, muchach dehu kli. So it's clear that it's a kli. Ule mishkal vaduri ovid. And it's basically, it's there to take off and put on. So if it's a cover for the ground, which is there, the kans to take off and put on, that would not be bona or soser. Afil nisfarku, he says, the aymaravan jabir, the mash, he says, so he says, if it's something which does not have a handle, and it came off Erev Shabbos, it would still be usher to move it back because it's not meant to move around. It's supposed to be a cover. He says, because since it's there to cover the karka, and you can't do that because that would be bona. Therefore, it's muksa. You wouldn't be allowed to go ahead and to move it. So he says. So I think the Mishnah Berurah says that if it has a handle, so then it seems clear it's there to take off and put on, and then would not be considered bona or sosa. So when you have one of these things on the floor, whether it's, you know, covering a sewer, covering a drain even, all right? So if it has a handle, then it means it's there to be taken off. That's the basic idea. And by the way, that really applies to anything which falls off. Let's say, for example, you have something over electric box, all right? And, the truth is, if it's something which is meant to open and close and it has a handle, so then you'd be allowed to move it, but it fell off on Shabbos. But if it doesn't have a handle, then you wouldn't be allowed to move it. But on Shabbos, it's a very, very important halacha. So if you look at the Aruch, we'll finish off our Shabbos, and then we'll talk about the Mechasa B'yuf. So he says, when it comes to doors, that's considered like the building itself. Aval kisuyim ba'alma, but something just covering it, kimo kisuy bor v'dos, even though it's shaykh to binyan, he says, if there's a hacker that's a kisui, that has a base of chiza, and without this, we should be choshe because of binyan, because it's really there to really there to help you. The kisui is used for certain purposes, for certain purpose. The kisui kalim, sha kalim mechubarim betit lekarga, don't need a base achiza because they're not binyanim mamish. However, you're not allowed to use the cover unless you did something to do a maisa while it was still out of Shabbos to show that it's a cover. Because since it's mechubar lekarka, you got to do some maisa. He says we don't need a base achiza. However, he says, and if it's something which is mechubar legamrei, he says, so then it definitely needs. He says the ezach is the mechubar lekarka legamrei. So then you need a base achiza because then it's still like it's like it's in the ground. So if it's something which connects with the ground, so he's saying is you need to do some sort of takana to show that this is the cover. You can't just stop making up a cover like anything when it comes to muksa. But when it's something which is buried in the ground, so then you actually need a handle. He says, okay, fine. Now, so just to come back and talk about it, so. I think the big shaila that comes up is, well, what's the status of, you know, the mechasa b'yuv that we have in our washrooms and our kitchen floor? Are you allowed to take it off, put on a Shabbos? The truth is, it doesn't really have a handle. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa does mention that since some of the mechasa b'yuvs that we have are easy to pick up on the side, And I would just qualify that in a second. So therefore, therefore, it is considered like a handle. And therefore, there she's a hold, you can pick it up and take off. I would just add like this, two things I would add. First of all, number one, that most of the machasim b'yuvs that I've seen in the last few years, at least that I've dealt with, you need like a hammer or you need a screwdriver to get off. And then I heard, and I could be corrected, that the truth is that even though they used to say 20, 30 years ago, when you do a sponge, there's nothing like picking up that little plastic thing and pouring the water into it. I heard from plumbers it's not a really good thing to do. You can correct me if I'm wrong about that. So once plumbers said that, that means it's not meant to be taken off, and it's not meant to be taken off and put back. So even though it's easy to take off, a person should not take that off on Shabbos or put back on Shabbos for that reason. Again, the Shmir Shabbos holds its mutter. If it's something which is easy, it could be in this situation that since people maybe still do it, I have no idea. So it could be considered that. That's what it's meant to do. But in general today, I think that the Machasa B'Yuv that we have is really not meant for that purpose, and therefore we would not be able to take it off and put on. Now, if there's a sewer in the ground and or outside, and you have a cover, which a handle on the cover, which come off and take it off, and then it's okay. So the bottom line is any cover you have in the ground, which is meant to take out and put on, so that would not be considered binyan. It's not for that, and it's okay. But if it's not meant to take off and put on, that would be considered binyan. And the function of a handle is a handle really shows, you know, a handle really shows what this is meant for. So I would just say when it comes to that again, we can stop sharing the screen. But when it comes to that, I would say that I would not remove the cover. That's the bottom line. Again, if a person goes ahead and he always takes the cover off in order to do the sponge, and he feels that people do that, then you could say, and it has a handle, or maybe it's easy to take off, and the sheet like that, okay, so then there's a sheet like that. But in general, I would stay far away from taking the cover of the floor off on Shabbos, or on Shabbos. Obviously, the drain is winter because the drain is definitely meant to take off and to put on. But it's better if you're going to stop off the thing with one of those kakim, I guess I would call it. I would definitely use one that has a handle on it because that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. All right? Any questions? All right. So if no questions, so then I guess we will.
That last. What was that last? You said what if you. If you're talking about a drain plug, you said it needs to have a hug. What was that last thing?
I'll put it like this. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch, I'll give you an example, okay? So you know they say that you're not supposed to use a comb on Shabbos, right? Why not? Because comb pulls out here. The truth is that my father said, like, we don't use a comb because the Shulchan Aruch says it does. Since the Shulchan Aruch says that you should use something that has a handle, whatever the handle is, and usually it has a handle, so then, I would be careful to have a drain plug on Shabbos that has a handle. Now, the handle could be one of a few things. It could be something that sticks out. It could be a chain. Or even according to Shmir Shabbos, it could be something which is easy to pull out, okay? But if it's something which is stuck into the drain, in order to pull it out, you got to put a knife in to get it out, that could be a problem, I would say. Because the truth is, it's hard to say it's bona or it's anything. However, the Hagdar of the Shulchan Aruch is that it has to be something which has a handle, right? It's Hagdar of the Shulchan Aruch. So I wouldn't say you're over in a Sadir Raisa. So if you can pull it out with your fingernails, your fingers, I think it's okay. But if you have to stick a knife in to get it out, that's, it's probably mutter, certainly Midir Raisa, but you're not following the Shulchan Aruch because it definitely is a pekah. You know what I'm saying? That's the bottom line. So I would say that if it, yes.
Before you were describing those things that are on the floor that stay there most of the time. I thought at some point you mentioned like a drain, like a sink drain. You're not talking about a sink drain cover,
no,
are you?
So what I would say is, believe it or not, I think
Like to stop up the sink from making.
Right, right.
Like to soak the dishes. Right,
right,
let's
right.
Say.
So I don't think it's a problem as a handle if it's easy to take off, right? But if it's something where in order to get it out, you have to take a knife to put in between the stopper and the drain. So again, it's hard to say it's also midiraisa because it's definitely meant to put it in and take out, right? There's no question about that, all right? However, the Shulchan Aruch says it has to have a handle, right? So a handle can be easier. If you have to stick another tool to get it out, so yeah, there's a hop there, you know? So I'm not saying it's usher. I'm just saying it's not according to the letter of the law. Now, by the way, I haven't really had experiences with a pekat in the drain that you have to use the knife to get out, okay? I'm just saying, if it happens, you know what I'm saying, you know, right. Whatever, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But definitely, I would definitely say, by the way, taking the thing out of the floor could definitely be a problem on Shabbos, I think, no question about it. That's what I would definitely say. All right, especially once the plumber told me they really should not be moving it so often. So it's not good for the drain to keep throwing the sponge in there. Anybody wants to argue with that, you're entitled to argue with that, but that's what the plumber told me. So that would be a problem. All right, say it's not good for the drain. All right. Anyway, okay, very good. Shkakram for joining in.
Thank you. And,
okay, have a good day, everybody.
Right.
Right.
What?